Today is what's known in the church as a preparation Sunday. Preparation Sunday is a Sunday that comes right before the beginning of Lent. Lent, as we know, starts tomorrow, and every Sunday there is a different reading during Lent. The church puts aside what day it is, what Sunday it is of the month, and we read from the book of Lent, the lectionary of Lent. This starts from yesterday, actually. So yesterday was the preparation Saturday. We read from the lectionary of Lent, and today is what's known as the preparation Sunday to get our minds, our hearts, and our intentions in the correct place for Lent. Lent, as we know, is what the fathers call the springtime of our spiritual life. Springtime, you think of gardening, people that are gardeners out there, they plant during the spring. They put the seeds in during the spring, so when it's time for the fruit to come out, it has enough time. So if we don't use this time, this springtime, to plant good seed in our spiritual life, by the time the harvest time comes, there won't be enough fruit for us to eat from. So the church has put this reading today, which is Matthew 6, verses 1 to 18, on this preparation Sunday. And this is part of the Sermon on the Mount. And it's right in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount. It's the center the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount is Matthew 5, 6, and 7, and today's reading is Matthew 6. We wonder why the church has placed this particular section in today's Gospel. It's because there are three things that Christ mentioned in the middle of the sermon that are central to his sermon, and that are central to our Christian life. And those three things are charitable giving, almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. So those are the three essentials, or you can call it three legs of a tripod. And these three legs, we have to practice them, otherwise the tripod of our spiritual life, it won't stand, it will fall over. And that's why the church has picked this as the central theme of this Preparation Sunday, this middle of the Sermon on the Mount, to remind us that there are three things. As Lent starts, there are three things that are central to our spiritual life, to our Christian life, that we have to focus more on during Lent. And the Gospel starts out by saying, Christ saying, when you do a charitable deed, make sure you're not doing it to be seen by men. And in all the three characteristics that we're going to talk about, whether it's charitable deeds or prayer or fasting, Christ always says in the secret place, or the intent. What is the intent? Why am I doing these things? What's the intention behind it? That's what Christ is trying to refocus, realign their spiritual life to. What is the intent? Not to what I'm doing, but what is the intent? They were already giving charitable deeds, they were already fasting, they were already praying. The Israelites, they were always prayers, they were always fasting. It's nothing new. Christ didn't introduce new practice. Even St. Paul, who was a Jew, if you have listened to the Pauline epistle today, when he's talking about his struggles and his perils at sea and his shipwreck, he even mentioned in hunger and thirst and fasting often. So it's already being practiced by the Israelites, by the Jewish people. But here Christ says, when you do a charitable deed, when you pray, or when you fast, meaning that they're already doing these things, he said, what is the intent behind it? Are you giving just to be seen? Sometimes we give only if we are going to be seen. If we're not going to be seen, we say, what's the point of giving? Nobody's going to praise me. So Christ points here, what's the intent of what we're doing? What is the inner feeling as we give? He said, make sure that when you give, do not let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. And this is our egos, ourself. Don't be proud that we give. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is giving. Make sure you don't do it with the wrong intention. You don't do it so that I can feel satisfied that I'm giving. But I'm not giving because this is the commandment of God. I'm giving for my own self-gratification. And the second leg of this tripod is prayer. And he says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites when they pray in front of everybody, to just to be seen by them. So he hints at the intention. What's the intention of our prayer? Just to be seen. Everybody's praying in church today. Everybody's seen, but what, we're in church an hour, 2 hours a week, on a good week. What about the rest of the week? What's our prayer life like? And when we do pray, what's the intention of the prayer? Why are we praying? We're praying just to ask God for things, and when God doesn't give it to us, then we stop praying, or we thank Him when we have good things, and we forget about Him, and these things can become old. So again, it's about the intention. He said, when you pray, go in your secret place and shut your door and pray to your Father who is in heaven. Of course, it can mean literally go into your room and shut your door and pray to God, and that's a good practice. But it also means shut your door, like shut your senses to everything that's outside. Focus on what we're praying. Because we're praying here today, we're not in our rooms playing, we're not in the doors shut, the doors are open physically. But it's not about the literal meaning. But it's also when we pray, shut your door to the outside. Focus on what you're praying. We're in church praying, we don't look around to see who came when, who's sitting where, who's wearing what are the deacons doing, what's the one. We're praying to God, what's our intention? So it's, again, it's about the intention, and God who sees us will reward us. And then He teaches them the prayer of our Father. So make sure when you pray, say our Father. And that's why the church has taken this prayer, our Father, and repeats it a lot. All our prayers, there's our Father, unfortunately, because it's so common and so done now, it's become routine. Sometimes we don't even realize what we're saying, what we're praying, just we blab it on, and we don't even realize what we're saying, because we say it so often. But it's the one prayer that Christ has given us verbatim, word for word, and we repeat it. So we should take that into heart when we're praying. And lastly, he talks about fasting. But one more thing to mention about the prayer Our Father, you'll notice that during Lent, when the Gospel is being read, the response is Our Father. And this starts from today. Pray in your Father who art in heaven. That's where it came from. So this preparation Gospel gives us the interlude to Lent. So it starts from today. The deacons will hear after the sermon will say the Gospel response, Our Father, because the first Sunday, the Preparation Sunday, mentions that when we pray, we say Our Father to bring our minds and our hearts into the mood of Lent. And you'll notice at the end of the liturgy, Psalm 50 also is going to talk about fasting. Christ fasted for us 40 days and 40 nights, and this again to get us prepared for the beginning of Lent. And lastly, Christ talks about fasting. And of course, it makes sense that the church puts it today because Lent starts tomorrow. And again, he says, when you fast, which is a commandment, meaning that you're already fasting, not if you're fasting. But when you're fasting, so it's a given. It's understood that we will be fasting. He says, when you fast, don't be like the hypocrites who make themselves look sad to make the world. Again, notice you're fasting. So again, he's pointing at the intention. What's the intention of fasting? It's not just to lose weight, to change my diet, or to be healthier, or all these things are from the outside, but the intention of fasting is repentance. Repentance is the intention, is the fruit of fasting. He says, make sure, St. John the Baptist told the Pharisees, do fruits worthy of repentance. We have to do fruits worthy of repentance. It's one thing to control what we eat, and our diet, and when we eat. All this is important, and all this is required during the fast. But if I do all that, or if I'm already a vegan, so what's the point of my fast? The intention behind the fast has to be repentance. The church reminds us today that we need to work on these three things for our Christian life. To give charitably. To give charitably doesn't necessarily mean monetary. It doesn't always have to be financial. There's so much need in the world to just listening. People don't have people to listen to anymore. They're always on their social media, and they're texting, and they're doing, nobody's listening to anybody anymore. So a charitable deed doesn't have to be always financial. What if you're a young student or a young child who doesn't have money to give, so you can't fulfill this commandment? No, but you can give an ear. Somebody needs to speak to somebody. Somebody needs to hear them out. A smile can be a charitable deed. So a charitable deed is giving something that the other person is in need of. Doesn't always have to be monetary. Whatever their needs are, and I can give that need, that's a charitable deed. So the church has taken this gospel today to let us focus on these three things So as we fast tomorrow and as Lent starts, let us all focus on charitable deeds, prayer, and fasting, and to God be the glory forever and ever.
Thank you.
alles akzeptiert zu sein.
لما بيزوروا مصر طبعا الكنيسه في هذا الوقت كانت على محلها ما استقبلوش استقبال بسيط وخدوه يزور بعض الاماكن فمن ضمن الاماكن اللي ركبها المترو بتاع الانفاق او المترو اللي هو ما كانش لسه في انفاق ولا كان في مترو اصلا كان عباره عن بتاع بيجري على الطريق كده يعني وساعتها لما خدوه يلف كان ساعتها ساعد طلوع العمال من المصنع لان المترو كان بيعدي على الحلوان طبعا لو انتوا لسه فاكرين مصر حضرتك لو ركبت المترو ده يعني حاجه فظيعه بالذات بقى لما العمال يطلعوا كله بيتكبس في بعض تلاقي نفسك بين الرجلين وتحت الكراسي حاجه لا تطاق يعني اللي كان معاه يرافق هذا الشخص يعني اللي واقف جنبه فيعتذر له يعني بيقول له انا اسف ام فيري سوري على المنظر اللي انت شايفه ده سوري جدا على العدد واقف ده فبص له كده هو كان يتكلم بالانجليزيه بلغه مكسره كده قال له نو نو ام فيري سوري دونت سي سوري اي كان سي كرايست ان اول ذيس فيسز استطيع ان ارى المسيح في كل هذه الوجوه تعبير رقيق جدا ثم عاد الى بلده وكتب كتاب قبول المسيح كتب كلمه لطيفه جدا قال كده كل انسان حتى أقل الخطاة فيه جزء من نورك يا رب علي أن أبحث عنك فيه ثم أعبدك وأنا أكبر تخيل التعبير ده معنى الصدقة مش معنى الصدقة أنك تتعطف على الناس ده التعبير التعطف ده تعبير يعني وارد في ذهنك كلمة طوبى لما يتعطف يعني يتفضل مشكورا بالعطاء ده المفهوم القديم عن العطاء اللي قاله داود في المزمور لكن المفهوم الجديد الصدقه انك انت تبقى فعلا بتقدمه بحب لله عشان كده قال لك ابوك الذي يرى في الخفاء انت بتقدم هذا الامر لله في الشخص ده ثم تقدمه باتضاع شديد كانك تقدمه لله مش بعالي او يعني بارتفاع ثم نوع الصدقه الصدقة لا تعني إطلاقا المال، ده أرخص وأبسط أنواع العطاء. أرخص وأبسط أنواع العطاء، الصدقة في معناها الحقيقي هو أن تشبع احتياج عميق الشخص اللي قدامك، خلي بالك اللي جاي دي، لو طلب يبقى شحت وتبقى أنت اديت بتتحسب لك بس بتتحسب إيه؟ يعني ضعيفة. العطاء إنك أنت من أقل ما يطلب وأكثر مما يطلب إنك تديله اللي هو محتاجه، إنك تحس بالناس. يبقى عندك الرقة إنك تشعر بالناس. عشان كده سيدنا المسيح بيقول الملك كان في هذا الأمر رائع جدا في كل عطاء للبشرية. يعني مثلا خدوا إقامة الميت ابن أرملة الاثنين. لما سيدنا المسيح بيقول الملك تقرا معجزة ابن أرملة الاثنين وكان ماشي ولقى جنازة فيها شاب محمول ابن وحيد لأمه. بصوا اللمسة الإنسانية. يقول لك إيه؟ أوقف النعش ولمسه وقال قم أيها الشاب لك أقول قم فقط. بصوا اللي جاي دي ودفعه إلى أمه. يعني أول ما قام راح مسكه من إيده وقال لها خذ يا أمه. شوفوا اللمسة حس بيها. حس بالأم الباكية المتألمة المقهورة الحزينة المكلومة على ابنها. فمش أمه بس شكرا لا دفعه إلى أمه. لما يقيم ابن تايروس اللي ماتت وواقف مع يايروس اللي هو راح يتربيه عشان يعني يقيم ابنته من أمه. يقول له لا تخف آمن فقط جاي معايا. وإلا لما يروح يقيم الصبية اللي وقتها كان بقى فرقة قل أعطوها لتأكل. شوفوا اللمسة مش يعوم الميت وخلاص لا محتاجة تاكل دي جعانة ومحتاجة أعطوها تاكل الإحساس بالناس الراقية كلها. لما يقف السيد المسيح على الصليب وينظر إلى أمه العذراء وهو متألم ومفخم بالجراحة وفي حال إنقاذ للبشرية كلها كلمة من الكلمات اللي قالها كلها كانت طبعا خلاص الناس ده يعني أعظم الكلمات اللي قيلت كلمة حرفية حافظين كلمات الصليب السبعة اللي قال في الأسبوع الأيام يا أبتاه أغفر لهم لأنهم لا يعلمون ما لا يفعلون إلهي إليه لماذا تركتني. في وسط هذه العظمة من الكلمات روح منك كلمة على أمه الغالي عليه يا امرأة هو ذا ابنك هو ذا أمك. واخد باله من أمه الغلبانة الحلوة الطيبة دي متخنة بالجراح ومتألمة عشانه وفي نفس الوقت مش عاوز يقول لها أمي لأنه لما قال لها أمي هيثير مشاعرها بالبكاء أكثر مما كانت تبكي فيقول له هو ذا أمك علشان ما يوجعش قلبها أكثر مما هو ما هذا الحب وما هي قمة الإحساس بالناس حسوا ببعض العطاء اللي هتحس بولادك وبمراتك وحبايبك وأصحابك وأولادك العطاء إنك أنت لما تبقى قاعد في قعدة بتعزم على الناس تقوم تديله الأكل بإيدك العطاء إنك تعمل فيلم مسكت كل المد لما كان موجود في بيت سمعان مخلص وسام حس إن في واحدة بتتهان وواحدة ست تهان امرأة تهان المرأة الخاطئة وهي تستحق الإهانة من وجهة نظر الناس وسمعان سؤال بيقول لو كان هذا نبيا وعلم من هذه المرأة التي خلها في بيته أو يعني لما سأله لقال إنها خاطئة يقف ويدافع عنها شايفها متهزئة بنظرات الناس وجرح الناس يشعر بهذه المرأة المتألمة ويقول له أترى هذه المرأة منذ دخلت بيتك لم تقص عن تقصير قدمي أما أنت فلم تغسل رأسي ولم تدهن الجزير هي غسلتها بدموعها وبلتها بشعر رأسها الحق أقول لكم خطاياها الكثيرة غفرت لأنها حبت كثيرا مع أنه في الريس ومستضيفه في بيته وأصول الضيافة ما تتكلمش كده لكن أن يشعر بأن في امرأة مهانة داخل البيت لا يستطيع إلا أن يدافع عنها ويشعر ليلة آلامه اسمعوا الكلام الجميل اللي عمله المسيح ليلة آلامه ليلة آلامه ليلة الصليب لما كان في عز ألمه وعرقه يتصبب بالقطرات دمه وقال للتلاميذ أما قدرتم أن تسهروا معي ساعة وما كده التلاميذ ناموا يقول لهم إيه؟ ناموا الآن واستريحوا أنتوا تعبانين يا سلام الآن دي في الكتاب وتتحط في الوقت طبعاً كان أشعر الصدقة أشعر درس النهاردة طبعا بوزن الوقت أتكلم عن الصدقة ومعانيها وأنواعها وبركاتها ونتائجها موضوع كبير بس طبعا النهاردة عشان الكبسولة بتاعت الفيتامين تبقى على قدنا يعني كبسولة الفيتامين بتقول هي صاد صدقة هي ليها صلاة ليها صوم لكن كنت حابب أتكلم عن الكبسولة الأولى دي اللي ربنا هذا الصوم تعتبروه درس الدرس بتاعك كل يوم الصوم تصحى تقول يا رب اديني اشعر بالناس العالم يحتاج الى النشر تقول لي طب ومين يحس بيا؟